Our first conversation this morning is with Tracy Lefevre Bird and Patrice Legrand from Carpenter Place. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Alan. Thank you for inviting me today.
And welcome, Patrice.
Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Alan. And thank you for having me.
Tracy and Patrice both are the resident service coordinators at Carpenter Place in Pittsfield Township. Tracy, where is it located?
Carpenter Road between Packard and Ellsworth. It's kind of hard to miss us because we're the only high rise on Carpenter Road right next to Home Depot.
As resident service coordinators, what are your roles?
We wear many hats, actually, but the main reason we're there, Alan, is to provide a link to the residents, to community-based services, to keep them in their home as long as they want to be there. We also provide educational classes for the residents as well as social activities.
Patrice, you and Tracy both are the resident service coordinators. Do you both do the same thing?
Yes, we do. We share an office space together, which is kind of nice. The residents come in and whoever's available, we assist them. We each have our strong points. So where Tracy is our community outreach person, I'm more of the home visit kind of person. So we do quarterly home visits with our residents. That will be my strong suit. I'm new to the apartment complex. I just started last Tuesday, so I'm still on a learning curve.
I'm sure Tracy's very happy to have you there.
And I'm happy to be there. I'm really going to enjoy working with Tracy.
Patrice, how did you end up in this new role?
Funny story. I used to work for Neighborhood Senior Services in Washtenaw County. They provide services and resources, and Tracy would make referrals to Neighborhood Senior Services, and I would be the person. We've collaborated a lot. I've done some educational programs at Carpenter Place, and we've just gotten to know each other over the past 5 years. When the old service coordinator decided to leave, Tracy offered me the position, so
voila,
here we are.
There you are.
Yes.
It's a perfect fit, a perfect experience base to move into this role.
Yes, it is. And I'll be doing the same thing. I'll just be doing it on a smaller scale because I'll be working with the residents in the building, whereas at Neighborhood Senior Services, it covered all of Washtenaw County, and I was going to their home. So this will be nice. It'll give me an opportunity to get to know the people that I'm working with. And it'll give me an opportunity to build a relationship with them because I'll see them probably every day.
So when you do your home visit, what are you looking for?
Basically, with the home visits that I'll be doing at Carpenter Place, I'll be just assessing them to see if they need some additional in-home supports. They might need someone to come in and help them with housekeeping or personal care, those types of things. Just to kind of look at if there are any maintenance issues or things like that where I can report back to maintenance that there might need to be some repairs or the paint or there's carpet, things like that. So I'm just kind of peeking into their home and checking in and making sure that they're able to continue to live independently in that apartment.
Tracy, I know you've been at Carpenter Place a bit longer.
Yes,
how did
I have.
You end up at Carpenter Place?
Oh, it's been so long, I've kind of forgotten. I've worked in housing for 12 years. The former management company also had market rate apartment communities, and that's where I started, was at Ann Arbor Woods. Then when the position opened at Carpenter Place, I accepted one as assistant manager, actually, and I was in that position for about 7 years. I found that really working in housing with older adults really is my passion. Finding affordable and sustainable housing really is a passion of mine. And working with what some people might consider a vulnerable population, I have found to be somewhat my calling.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. And our guests are Tracy Lefevre Bird and Patrice Legrand from Carpenter Place in Pittsfield Township. Tracy, what's it like to live at Carpenter Place?
Not being a resident myself, I don't personally know. But Patrice and I both try to sit and talk to the residents at least once or twice a week as a group. And, you know, there's good and bad and ugly when you live in especially a high rise. And believe me, we hear it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we hear most is that residents feel a sense of independence by living in their own homes. One person in particular told me just the other day that if there wasn't such thing as senior housing, where would I be? I'd probably be living with my children because she could no longer afford to live on her own. And she said, and you know, that didn't make me feel very good. I lived with them for a couple of months and I realized there can't be two adult women in one household. So really a sense of pride and independence. And, you know, it's really nice when you have 150 apartment homes in our building. You know, you get a lot of support from your neighbors that way. you just know that sometimes there's a camaraderie simply just by having a neighbor who is the same age as you. Our residents have really taken the initiative to be part of the community. And it's very exciting to see them really flourish. They've started a community garden, of course, with support from the service coordinator office. To see them get out and working in the dirt is just wonderful. They've taken the incentive to take donations and buy bird feeders and bird baths. And we might think that that's quite silly. But, you know, sometimes when people are living in four walls, and that's their life, to be able to look out and see nature and to be part of a greater community right in Carpenter Place, it really is fantastic.
So they're getting out and they're interacting with their neighbors. And
absolutely.
The garden is just sounds like a great activity. And we're looking forward to some vegetables later, by the way.
You know what? Being new to the building, the coffee club is really great. They have a morning coffee club where they get together and they make coffee and they have pastries, and those are kind of like the people that kind of take care of a lot of the other residents, and they asked each other, have you seen so-and-so? So for those people that don't want to be maybe as social, they still know that there are people in the building that are going to look out for them. And I think that's one of the other things that the residents brought up is, you know, they can be alone, but they aren't alone because they know that they have other residents that are going to keep an eye out. And that's a great feeling.
What is the typical resident at Carpenter Place? Is there a type of person it's a great fit for?
We have a wonderful, diverse community at Carpenter Place, but because it is government subsidized, there are income limits. And I think that's really the basic qualification of living at Carpenter Place is if you're in those income guidelines. And if people want more information about that, they could contact the management office and the leasing office at Carpenter Place at 734-973-8377.
And Patrice, what types of programs are out there for your residents in the community?
Within Carpenter Place, we try to make sure that we provide our residents with health care programs. So we have a biweekly program of glucose checking. One of the nurses comes by and checks residents' glucose biweekly. We try to promote healthy living in ways where they have exercise 3 times a week. One of them is with some instructors that come in, and Tracy probably can elaborate more because she's worked with the agencies that come in on a regular basis, but the residents also have their own exercise class that they do.
We do have an array of educational as well as health screenings, such as Patrice just said, but we also have weekly bread delivery and a monthly food delivery from food gatherers. And we have a monthly blood pressure clinic. This week, we're also going to have Legacy Law come and talk about wills and trusts and powers of attorney. We're having a bone density test. We have eye testing. Some of the other programs in the past have been Healthy Bingo. Actually, Patrice did that for our residents when she worked at Neighborhood Senior Services. We have fire safety programs. We just had a program last week called The Healthy Way to Be Sick. And I know Alan has come and done a wonderful program with our residents about how to stay active in later years. So, you know, not everything is based around what people call the doom and gloom. You know, we have to talk about diabetes. We have to talk about fall prevention. You know, growing older is much more than your ailments.
You can be graceful about it.
Absolutely.
And you can still have fun and
absolutely
enjoy life.
Absolutely.
That's very true.
Our guests are Tracy Lefevre Bird and Patrice LeGrand from Carpenter Place in Pittsfield Township. And this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Tracy, I know that Carpenter Place has a wait list right now. What other options are there for seniors that need to move in the near term?
Yes, we do have a wait list. And right now, I believe it's about 4 to 6 months. I would say if somebody's looking for other housing options, to contact the Housing Bureau for Seniors. They are really a wealth of knowledge, and they help any senior, I believe 60 and older. I don't quote me on that criteria in Washtenaw County.
They are a terrific resource.
They are a fabulous resource,
yes.
Part
of the U of M health system.
Yes.
And if I could also give you a website, it's the Resource Guide for Older Adults in Washtenaw County. And for those who might be familiar with the U of M Turner Where to Turn booklet, they now have it online. And that website is www.sitemaker.umich.edu /seniorhelp. I've been on that website a few times. It really is a fantastic website for anybody looking for any type of resource, any senior looking for any resource in Washtenaw County.
Patrice, I know you're fairly new to working in Carpenter Place, but what have you found to be most beneficial for your residents?
The residents knowing each other, you know the people that live on your floor. You get to know the coffee people that come to the coffee club. There is a group of residents that come down in the afternoon and chit-chat in the lounge. And they all get to know each other and they look out for each other. And I think that is the thing that I found that's really great, that they look out for neighbors and they help each other with groceries and things like that.
Tracy, do you have a favorite story about a resident that just really tickles your funny bone? Because I can see you smiling.
Well, hopefully I'm always smiling. But, you know, after 11 years working at Carpenter Place, I think the stories are numerous. But one in particular, Mercy Maud. You know, it's not so much a story. So we're talking about possibly moving, and people moving, especially to a high-rise building from a home, it can be devastating sometimes for people, and they feel a sense of loss. There was a particular person, this was long ago when I was in the management office. She was moving from out of state and really did not want to be here. And her daughter was basically saying, you know, Mom, you got to move. She says, I don't know how to force her. And I said, well, first of all, you can't force anybody to do something she doesn't want to do. But, you know, is she coming to visit? And she said, yes, she is, you know, pretty soon. And I said, you know what? Don't mention an application. Don't mention moving. Bring her in. Patrice has mentioned the coffee club. I said, if she's a morning person, bring her in the morning. If she's an afternoon person, come and play bingo or come to one of our programs and let her get a feeling how she feels when she walks into the building. I think that's so important. And sometimes we as adult children think we know what's best for our parents. And the fact of the matter is they're still adults and they know what's best. She did just that. And the resident has been there at the community for about 9 years. And she said, Tracy, I remember what you did when I first moved in. And she goes, you made it all about me and my choice. And I really want to leave our listeners to that, you know, when you're looking for housing, make sure it is about you and it's something that is a right fit for you. I think Carpenter Place, of course, I wouldn't be there for 11 years if I didn't think it was fabulous. But I also say, too, you know, just because I like a pair of shoes doesn't mean they're going to fit you, Alan. Just as your housing, I think it's fabulous. But you want to make sure as you're looking for options that you're looking at all the options and something that's just right for you.
Tracy, can you let our listeners know again what the phone number is to call?
734-973-8799. And for those of you out there who might want to come and do programs at Carpenter Place, you can reach the service coordinator office at 734-973-8791.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tracy and Patrice. It was a real pleasure having you both on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you both, Sheila and Alan, for having us.